And on the line now, I have Arthur Byrne, who is Public Safety Manager with ESB Networks. Good morning, Arthur.
Good morning, John.
Thanks very much for taking the call. Now, it's Christmas, as we all know, getting very near. And ESB Networks sent out a press release, and it's all about staying safe at Christmas, a Christmas safety message. Will you just tell us a little bit about that, Arthur, please?
Yes, John, and thanks for the opportunity. Like, at this time of year, I suppose ESB Networks are reminding all our electricity customers across Ireland, and particularly in Dublin and Dublin North East and all the surrounding areas, to be, I suppose, a little bit extra vigilant when it comes to electricity, because at this time of year, we're pulling down stuff from the attic, we're getting the Christmas lights up, and they're probably all are up now, and all the other different Christmas decorations. And a lot of them are obviously powered by electricity. You're plugging them into the sockets, and sometimes the nature of that kind of stuff, it gets damaged because it's only used once or twice at this time of year. It's in the attic. It might be damaged when you're bringing it down or when you're putting it back, and wires get damaged, and the wires get loose in the plug top, or they become detached or frayed or whatever. And it's just a common sense kind of advice to people, just to quickly visually check over things. And I think most people in their instincts know if something is not quite the way it should be, and the advice is to get it repaired by somebody who knows exactly what they're doing, or if that's not possible, is to chuck it out, because these things, if they go wrong, they can cause, you know, either a fire or worse still, cause somebody to get an electric shock.
Yeah, and as we say now, there's Christmas tree lights going up, and there's also outdoor lights, and these outdoor sockets, I don't have one myself, but I say it's very, 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 very important to have these installed by proper tradesmen.
It is really, and like the electrical profession, we say, are, you know, very well regulated, and all electricians now are registered with what they call Safe Electric. So you'll often see those vans driving around. You know, Safe Electric is the body that's run by the regulator and regulates all the electricians to ensure, you know, proper standards and all of that. And with the outdoor lights particularly, because we all know electricity, you know, is great, but like water and electricity don't mix, and that's why all these outdoor fittings have to be to a higher standard than you would have in your indoor installation, because it's a different environment, and they're rated for the outdoors, and they're properly sealed, and they just look, even for people, your listeners who might know the difference, they just look bigger and thicker. So instead of, you know, a simple kind of plastic socket that you have on your wall in your own sitting room, you know, this is just a more substantial piece of equipment, thicker plastic. There's a particular cover on it that sits down when you plug in the socket, and it's just done by, you know, a registered contractor, and it'll be done properly. And the reason for doing it is, of course, is, you know, if you get water and electricity mixing, you have a problem. And the way to safeguard yourself against that is to put in the right equipment and not have, as somebody was saying to me, you know, an extension lead running out through a window that's half open. And, you know, apart from, you know, whether that might or might not work, we'll say the problem is when it gets wet, or worse still, you know, when you run it out through a window like that, you're going to pinch the cable, damage the cable, and you're going to cause a problem for yourself and maybe for your neighbours in terms of fitting. So that's why it's important, I suppose, as you said, to get the right person to do this work for you. And if you see something that's not right, just plug it out immediately and get it repaired or replace it with the proper equipment.
And I'm just here reading here for outdoor use, and plug them into a portable residual current device. So just explain to listeners what that is.
Yeah, like the residual current device, or RCD for short, like the trip switch, a lot of your listeners probably would know what a trip switch is, and a lot of the modern distribution boards in houses, you're all little MCBs, little trip switches. So instead of having to take out the fuse and find the fuse and put it back in, you know, the modern boards are little trip switches. And this is just a particular overall main trip switch, if you like, that works if there's a problem with your installation. And the best example is if you have a kettle and you have, you know, damage to it from, say, hard water, or a toaster, it gets stuck, and it just causes the current to exceed what it should be normally, and that trip switch senses that and just trips down. And if you plug out the offending appliance, like an iron or a hairdryer or something like that, if you plug that out and go and reset your trip switch, then everything will be grand, and you'll have identified a problem with a hairdryer or whatever it might be. And the right thing to do then is to get that repaired, or if you're competent to do it yourself, you'd probably find when you unscrew the screws in the plug top, you'd find maybe one of the wires has come loose, or maybe the wire's going into the plug top just at the corner at the end where it enters into the little opening at the bottom of the plug top in some way has become loose, or the plastic insulation has become damaged, John. And yeah, they're all indicators of a problem, and if that means current is flowing where it shouldn't be flowing, and that's what the trip switch does. And you know, you go to your board and you'll see that little trip switch, a little test button on it. Sometimes it's coloured blue, sometimes it's coloured red. And if you simply test the trip switch that it's working, just pushing in that little button, it'll cause the trip switch to operate, to come down, to click down. And as I say, if you're just doing it for a test, which is very important that you do that regularly and do it maybe this evening, and just flick it back up again, and you'll have, if you like, made sure that switch works. Because sometimes when it's not worked, it's not used often enough, which it won't be, because it's only used when there's a problem. It doesn't actually operate when you want it to operate. And I've sadly had to investigate situations where people were very seriously injured, and when we carried out the test on the trip switch, it didn't work the way it should have worked because it just got stuck in position. So it's like a rusty hinge that's not used. It creaks and doesn't open properly. In the same way, the trip switch mightn't open properly if it's not, if you like, operated occasionally in a test situation, and then it'll work then when you need it to work.
Yeah, and you know, driving around, I seen a house last night, for instance, and the amount of outdoor lights that were out in decorating the house was amazing. Is there a danger of some people overloading? And
there is, and like it's great to see it, obviously, and it helps the Christmas spirit. And where I live, you know, there's lots of houses which have great lights and decoration, and it's fantastic. And but it does overload the circuit if it's not designed properly. But like most people do it properly, and really the message from ESB Networks is for everybody who does it is just to check that you've done it right, that you're happy you've done it right, that hopefully you've used the registered contractor. But it does overload circuits if you didn't design the circuit right. And the way that happens is people just plug all of those kind of lights and decorations that are either inside or outside into the one socket, and really you shouldn't do that. As a minimum, you should use an extension block, you know, with four or five switch sockets on it, and balance them up. And better still, you should have, you know, your outdoor appliances, you know, supplied from different sockets, you know, even if you're using them from the inside out or from the outside, you know, that they're on different sockets, because a socket typically is designed, you know, there's four or five or six sockets on a circuit in your room, and they're designed that way. So there, it's always important to make sure you don't overload sockets, and that you make sure that you don't have too much load on one socket versus another. Like the best example, John, would be, you know, if you have lights and television and a kettle and a heater, you know, on the one socket, you know, you run the risk of overloading it. Now, there's always a design, they're always designed for a little bit of extra load, but at the same time, just to be mindful not to put too many things on the one socket, and particularly if you're using an extension lead, it's a coiled up one, to always unwind that, because it helps with the, if you like, the distribution of heat in the cable, so that you don't overheat the extension lead. Often, you know, they have overheated because they haven't been uncoiled, and the heat has been generated in the coil, but it's not able to dissipate because it's just in the canister itself.
So you have to unwind these extension leads completely.
Absolutely, yeah. For that reason, because I suppose the electricity works, you know, when it's flowing through, it's like water flowing through a pipe. If you have water or air flowing through a pump, it gets hot. And in the same way, electricity, when it's flowing through a wire, it generates a certain amount of heat. And obviously, the more electricity is flowing, the more heat that it's generating. And that's why if you put your hand on the back of any plug top, we'll say, particularly a phone charger, laptop charger, you'll feel the heat of it. And that heat is part of the design. It's not overheating, but it just shows you, I suppose, that electricity does generate a certain amount of heat. And that heat, we'll say, when it's on a plug top, it's able to dissipate itself in the air because it's not covered or surrounded by anything that prevents it from cooling down. But if you have an extension lead in those coils and they're not unwound fully, well, then that heat is still there. And it's not able to, if you like, spread itself out into the air and cool off that way. So that's why it's very important to unwind an extension lead fully.
Okay. We'll move back into the house now, Arthur. Christmas trees, some people have two, three sets of lights on a Christmas tree. So would the same rule apply, an extension lead, a four-socket extension lead?
Ideally. Now, I would believe only putting up my own Christmas tree yesterday evening, and I have two sets of lights, and I was saying to my wife, maybe we'd have to get a third set because the tree looks still a little bit bare before you put up the other smaller little decorations around it. But and I have, you know, where I have it is just a twin socket, so I have one set of lights plugged into one and the other plugged into the other. And there's nothing wrong with that, and particularly the modern lights, we'll say the LED lights now, they're very low users of electricity in comparison to the older type of lights, so it's not really a problem, you know, the way, and like there's nothing wrong with, you know, plugging in a double adapter into a socket and putting in, maybe, you know, you might have a set of lights and you might have a candle that you want to plug in and have it in the window or whatever. So there's nothing particularly wrong with that. It's just if you're plugging in other things into that, if you like, extension block or double adapter, you know, like a hair dryer, or if you want to put a heat, if it's in the sitting room where you wanted to plug in, you know, a 2 kilowatt heat or something like that. It's just in those situations to be mindful to use a 4-way or a 3-way extension lead and to use that. And not to leave things, I suppose, plugged in then, John, when you don't need to. So like the Christmas lights might be on all evening, but, you know, your hairdryer might need to be plugged in all the time, or your heater. So it's just to be mindful to not overload circuits. And the reason you might know it's been overloaded is, firstly, the size of what you're plugging in. But more importantly, if you sense that over time, over a number of days or over the week around Christmas, that the socket, the outer cover of the socket is starting to discolour or become a little bit yellowy or something like that, that's a sign that, you know, there's a bit of heat going on there that's outside the normal thing, and the right thing to do would be to switch that socket off at the switch and plug out that appliance and get that repaired then, you know, rather than, you know, what some people do is to see something, it's a bit discoloured, it's okay, I won't bother. Really, when you see it the first time, that's the time to act.
Yeah, and now some people say they're popping down to the shop, they might be tempted to leave the Christmas tree lights on. I'd say that's a major no-no, is it?
Yeah, and like we all do it, and I suppose, and it's not to be a Christmas Grinch now or anything like that, but like I suppose we all do these things, and I suppose what we're trying to do is that occasionally we remember what the right thing to do is, and then it becomes the good habit, and because there have been fires with, you know, Christmas decorations. I suppose candles were the age-old issue, you know, people leaving candles on or just blowing them out as they're going to bed, when really the advice is you should blow them out about half an hour before you go to bed in case something is not quite right, and at least you're there to see it. So it's always good to plug out electric appliances. Like when I go around to schools as part of my role as the public safety manager for ESP Networks, talking to primary school children, you know, I always remind them, you know, when they're leaving the house, when they're going to bed at night, to encourage their parents and themselves to plug out appliances, TVs and anything that's plugged in. And if you're ever doing something with a toaster or whatever, the first thing with any appliance, if you want it to be safe, is plug it out first. And then it's safe to touch and to handle and all of that. So yes, it is important, and I keep reminding people, you know, was it a couple of years ago, John, in Limerick, a lady was staying in the house and she plugged in the phone charger and it overheated, caused the room to go on fire, and that lady lost her life, I think, you know.
Yes.
So these things happen because we all have phone chargers, we leave them maybe under the pillow or something like that, and it's always better to leave anything electrical like that generates a bit of heat, like a phone charger, leave it on some solid surface, like, you know, a bedside locker and stuff, that's away from anything that might overheat.
Okay, now we'll move on, and this is probably more all year round. But in this time of year, we're getting storms, we're getting high winds and things like that. And I seen a pole down there a couple of weeks ago near where I live. I think a car had crashed into it. So there'd be wires lying on the ground, and they're very, very dangerous, I believe.
Yeah. Listen, John, this is my main reason for, if you like, my job as public safety manager is we're responsible for making sure that people are aware of how to be safe around the electricity wires that are outside their house. Like really the installation in your own house is ultimately the person's own responsibility. But yes, absolutely, we have lots of situations where poles come down, wires break because they're hit by timber or whatever. Somebody hits them, a farmer driving in a field hits a pole, or a truck hits a pole on the side of the road and pulls down the wires. And only 2 weeks ago, I was speaking to the fire officers in Dublin City and County, and they were exchanging stories about what they encounter, and I was advising them to always be careful when they're attending a situation like that where they are trying to save a life, that they're concerned and conscious of the fact that there could be an electricity wire lying on top of the car, and those electricity wires are always live, and they're never safe to approach, or certainly they're never safe to touch. And we're always saying to people to ring the ESB Networks emergency number, because we're on call 24/7, Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, Stephen's Day, every day. And once we know about something, we can act immediately to make it as safe as possible. And that's why it's important, to be conscious of your outdoor surroundings, and particularly even if you're working for a community group, John, and you're, you know, involved in hanging Christmas lights. And we've had a few of those instances already this year, you know, where people have hung Christmas lights using ESB poles and brought them up close to live electricity wires and taken unbelievable chances that, you know, I wouldn't do in a million years. And so it's just to be extra careful about electricity wires. And if you see something that you're instinctively not, you know, concerned about, is the first thing is stay clear, keep everybody else away from it, and ring that ESB Networks emergency number, 1-850-372-999. And we have a lot of information on our website, John, you know, that if your listeners have time to Google or to go on esbnetworks.ie, you'll find all sorts of information about how to be safe near overhead wires and not to sit on those mini pillars if you're a small child. Often you see kids sitting on those little metal boxes that are often beside footpaths. Never a good idea to sit on them, because there's live electricity inside them, and while it's very safe, we have a danger sign on all our equipment. It says danger, keep away, and I suppose it means what it says on the tin, really.
Yeah, and electricity, it is very, very, it can be lethal. And
it can
that,
be lethal. That, yes.
That website is esbnetworks.ie, and all these tips are available on that.
And you know, and even if you Google, I suppose if you want to just Google ESB Networks and electricity safety, it'll bring you to those pages directly, in other words. So, but yeah, the website is esbnetworks.ie, and on the top there you'll see a tab called Staying Safe, and that'll bring you into, if you like, what we call general tips for the public, tips for farmers, tips for people involved in construction, tips for our videos that show, we'll say, how to behave and how to walk near electricity when you're, say, working for the fire services. So there's a lot of information there, including some videos that kind of, I suppose, bring home the message in a very short way, which is maybe very, very important too.
Right, and it's a 24-hour emergency number. It's 1850.
Yeah, listen, I'm sure people in Dublin are more than familiar with the yellow van ESB networks driving around, and like, you know, that's what we're there for. We're based in Finglas there. We have a big depot on Finglas and all over the country. And like, we work 24/7, and we have that emergency number. As soon as we get the call in and we ask somebody for their MPRN or account number, we're able to locate them straight away, and we're able to get to the scene of the situation in a matter of minutes, and disconnect the supply and make it safe if that's what's required. And sometimes it is, where maybe, as you say, a car has hit a pole and brought down wires on the road, putting the public at risk, or somebody has a tree has broken, fallen on a line, brought down the pole or the line. And again, in the field at this time of year, if people are out walking and they see something on a wire on the ground, never assume it's safe to touch. Never assume it's an aircom or a telecommunications or telephone wire. If it is a wire, assume it's electricity wire and ring that emergency number.
And that number is 1850-372-999.
That's the number, and it's 24/7. And like, that's our, if you like, we've a long history of being part of the community, trying to work with the community to bring supply in, keep factories and homes connected, and keep the lights on, as we say. But sometimes when something happens, what we want is the public to ring us in immediately, and then we can respond. And don't maybe leave it to your neighbour. If you see something, ring that number, and have your account number to hand, because that helps us locate exactly where you are then, in terms of where we have to send people to repair it immediately.
Okay, and also as well, always test your smoke and carbon monoxide alarms.
Definitely, like at this time of year, like with all those things, you know, the way, you know, you've lots of people coming home, you're a lot of activity, a lot of different things going on for a couple of weeks, and it's a simple little test button. You can get up with the handle of a brush and just push the test button on your carbon monoxide detector, and it's very important to make sure that it's working. A bit like, you know, the same way as making sure your RCD works by pushing that blue or red test button on it at your electrical board, in the same way, test your carbon monoxide detector and smoke detector alarm so that they are working and that they'll work when you need them to work.
Well, listen, Arthur, thank you very much for taking the call, and it's been very interesting talking to you, and Have a happy Christmas yourself.
Many happy returns, and thank you, John, and best wishes. And hopefully everybody has a safe Christmas and that have an enjoyable Christmas.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Arthur.
Thanks, John. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Arthur Byrne there, Public Safety Manager with ESB Networks. And it's all that information is available on the ESB website. Okay.